AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. There's more drama about the Federal Reserve and the federal investigation of the massive construction project at its Washington, D.C. headquarters. Saka Magani has the latest.
Two people familiar with the matter say federal prosecutors made an unannounced visit this week to the site. The U.S. Attorney's Office told a federal judge last month there's no evidence of a crime related to the project. The probe has faced bipartisan congressional criticism and delayed consideration of President Trump's pick to succeed Jerome Powell as Fed chair. Powell can stay on the Board of Governors after that, and 2 months ago.
I have no intention of leaving the board until the investigation is well and truly over, with transparency and finality.
Reminded of that this morning, the president told Fox Business, well, then I'll have to fire him, okay? Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Pakistani delegation is in Tehran trying to arrange a second round of talks between the U.S. and Iran. Israel and Lebanon held talks yesterday, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's instructed the Israeli military to continue widening its security zone in South Lebanon as it targets the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militant group. And Mike Kempen reports Maine's legislature has passed the nation's first statewide moratorium on energy-hungry artificial intelligence data centers.
Political opposition has been building to tech giants' massive data centers, which are stoking fears of blackouts, rising energy bills, and voracious water needs. Maine's legislation would institute a moratorium for more than a year on data centers above a certain size and create a special counsel to help towns vet potential projects. The measure has been sent to Governor Janet Mills. Tech giants and data centers, though, have support from the Trump administration and many governors. They say the centers are needed to win the artificial intelligence race against China. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. A small but growing movement to put down your phone.
Some 20 years after Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone, more and more millennials and Generation Zers are making an effort to put down their cell phones, if just for a short time. Dan Fox, a 38-year-old New Yorker, recently hosted a gathering in his Brooklyn home at which more than a dozen millennials put down their phones and spent 2 hours reading, drawing, or just having conversation. Fox works for a Brooklyn-based company that sells phones with only basic functionality, and he's been part of the movement to rebel against an omnipresent screen since 2015. Princeton University historian of science D. Graham Burnett says the attention liberation movement is about moving away from time-sucking apps and paying attention to life, and he expects the movement to spread. Already there are several dozen attention activism groups in the U.S. and Canada, and some in Europe. I'm Donna Water.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.